All right. We're opening the meeting on December 10th at 5 p.m. Molly Moore.
Trevor Bidwell.
Sam Lizard.
Christina Brown.
Abel Briggs.
All right. So, first on the agenda is basketball check-in. I know 5-6 boys had a game Saturday with the girls. Christina, you've given me a little insight on the girls' game. How did the boys' game go?
Good.
Good. Yeah. Have we heard of any other issues with basketball? All right. I do have to go tonight and hand out 3-4 uniforms. So I do have those that we will go hand out tonight. And that will be the last team that needs their playing uniforms handed out. I did just go through all the t-shirts in there. I have found 16 shirts, which is what we would need for 1-2, that are all the same design. 3 of the shirts would just be a different material. But we could make it work, and Melissa will put numbers on the back of them.
So for 1-2? 1-2.
1-2, okay. Yeah, because they do have that one game.
Right, yeah.
So we can, and then they can all keep those t-shirts after, because we do not want them back. And then I pulled aside t-shirts for Nick's team, for pre-K, kindergarten team. I have those pulled aside. I've pulled out what coaches' shirts we do have, plus what t-shirts we do have for extra, to see if we have enough to give each coach a t-shirt or what we want to do with that.
Possibly enough for each coach to have a t-shirt?
I got to
look at them.
Look at them, because I don't know about sizes.
Okay.
I've got one from
us. Okay. So I'm just going to put Will with you.
Yeah. I was going to say, we have enough t-shirts to do it, but I don't know about size-wise.
That's totally fine.
Everyone has, if we have the size for everyone.
We'll review t-shirts.
Yeah. Which, yep. We can do that after this meeting. I have them all sorted out right over here.
If you want me.
So, with last week, a couple of practices getting canceled, I think we could hold off until the next meeting about money-wise, just because I wasn't able to go to 2 of the practices last week to collect money, and I
failed to ask.
And I know a couple of people have reached out saying they have the funds, but I was not there, and I don't know if they just didn't give them to someone because they didn't feel comfortable with it or what.
They all know that they can give it to.
They all know that they can give it to the coaches, to anyone. I said, just give it in, hand it in, right. Or talk to one. I said, talk to any of us if they can afford to do it for some reason. So I said the whole committee, but I don't know if they just, some people don't know who the people are.
Yeah,
so,
whoever they're comfortable with.
So I don't know if they're just waiting until they see me at the practice or what.
The sign up form and the.
Yes. But so far, we have $310 that still have not been paid. Unfortunately, all the basketball teams. Unfortunately, that is a big chunk that we really can't afford to give a scholarship to every single one of those kids.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where's the majority of them in the younger group? Or?
Yeah, most of them was the 1-2 group, and that was because I wasn't there. They didn't have practice last week, so couldn't go.
So, yeah, are you able to send an email? Before their practice, the next one, bring your funds.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do one more reminder to everyone. Email, and then they'll see me in person. Because I will go up to each one of them and be like, talk to me. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a really big chunk to have outstanding. And that did not include the ones that we've already talked about for... That are getting scholarships.
Yep.
So there were 3 children that we know of for a fact.
That is part of that?
No, but it's not part of that.
Not part.
I left them out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the only other thing is I do have one child that I don't know if they showed up. And I've reached out to the parent and they haven't answered either. So we'll see. Here's Nick. I can ask him after the meeting's over. That's all I have for basketball, unless you have anything new for say for basketball update.
No, everything's going well. I've only collected one payment. I did forget to bring it to you, so I'll get it to you. First one payment.
That's fine.
But yeah, no, I mean,
there's only one missing, right?
For what?
5-6 Oh, you're talking
all through. Kindergarten. Yeah, I had kindergarten.
Sorry,
preschool. But I got payment from Taylor.
Fredericks?
No.
Miriam.
Is it?
Miriam.
No, it's,
No, she paid her.
What's her name?
That's the only Taylor.
You're, like, convinced it was her.
Well, he's convinced, so.
She has a daughter, Ava, with Sean Curry. Taylor Adams.
Okay.
I guess I did know her.
Yeah. I love Taylor.
I'm like, the only other Taylor I know, and she already texted me that she forgot it, and she was going to give it to me this weekend.
I almost told her no, but I took it.
Yeah, that's fine. And then... that's all I have. I know we have a game, 3 games on Saturday.
One tomorrow night.
And two tomorrow night. 3, 4, 5, 6, Aaron Hardwick tomorrow night. And then 3, 4, 5, 6, both teams have games Saturday.
Correct.
Okay. I will not be...
what time is the 3-4 game tomorrow?
5:30, an hour before the 5-6.
So just let me know. I do have to work next Saturday, so... let me know if you guys need anything.
How are we feeling on concession on that?
I have that on the agenda. We get to talk about it in a little bit.
My bad.
No, you're fine. Softball, baseball. We'll move to the next one. Softball, baseball discussion. From what little bit we've reached out, we definitely will have at least a T-ball team. And then more people have reached out about baseball. There was only one kid about softball, but with talking with Eric from Memorial County, High Park and Eden will more than likely have to combine for a softball team because neither school has enough for a softball team.
I think Eden went to Mooresville last year.
Well, Mooresville doesn't have a team this year.
Are you taking on the...
For now, if he can find someone else. If he can find someone else, he's going to, but...
Why don't you announce to everybody what it is that you're doing?
A VP of softball for Memorial County.
Woo!
So we're gonna just if he can find someone else, he's going to.
He's looking real hard for somebody else.
I do need to start looking into that stuff, so that's a whole nother issue that's not for here. But I'm going to wait until after the holidays to deal with that.
Yep, I hear you.
That's not my concern.
Up here in Eden springs a long ways away.
Yeah, but that can wait until January. So that's out of my mind. So we will need to look into what equipment we need to get and start getting it, unless we want to pay double the price.
Right.
And I think we have a pretty good head start on that because it's been brainstormed for a while, but then everything got paused. There was no reason to continue without somebody signing up for the Sports Connect.
So, like I said, we probably should start getting prices on that so we can bring it to the select board so we can get that stuff ordered.
Yep.
So for like T-ball, we'll need T-balls, probably a T. I don't know if there's any bats in them.
You have a couple T's. You need some in the shed.
Okay.
There's a boatload of bats.
Okay.
Did we need helmets?
We got a bunch of helmets. Okay. We bought, I think, 4 or 5 the year before, but we got 2 bags of helmets hung up against the wall. And then you got T-balls, I believe, too. There should be a bucket or something, but that might be something you need. You can just get them at Walmart or something.
Walmart, just get a bucket of them.
And then, you need some paint because you'll need the line and also chalk.
You got
a chalker down there, but chalk is something to get right off the bat.
Yep. And then I know you guys have mentioned catcher's gear.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll have to see about, we'll have to get a price for catcher's
gear. There's an old set down there that they've been using, but two is...
Yeah, there's also only so
that
many
old
years.
Set, last I knew, it was pretty...
There's only so many years you're supposed to use a
right.
All set.
That's
yeah.
That's what I knew.
Well, I think
about
there's like a glove down there, too, but everything's just...
The gloves don't go bad. It's more of a...
Yeah.
Hey, my glove is still from high school, and it works just fine.
Yeah, but do you keep it under your arm at night when you sleep?
No.
Not everybody sleeps with a glove.
You tell it to you, Dustin.
Yeah, do you tuck it in?
It gets thrown in the bottom of my bag, and that's where it stays. It's winter, and then I'll pull it out for the spring and summer, and then it lives in the bottom of the bag again. But, so we should look into seeing what we need. Bringing that up, soccer stuff shed at some point this week, please.
Yes.
So. Oh, yeah, I didn't ask you, well, tonight, now it's dark, but sometime this week, you can move that soccer stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
But somebody said the key is down at the school.
Yeah. So it's on the blue lanyard, that, like, when you walk in, it's got the little shelf up there where we kind of keep the shot clock locked. Mm-hmm. It has all the keys for even the basketballs on the walls. I've been, like, I sorted them last night, but the kids, like, go in there and grab them.
All the time.
But I locked the bottoms, so I'm hoping we can kind of keep it, the little kids. Yeah. And then, but so the two locks that are on it, or the four locks that are on each, whatever, is on that same lanyard. Those keys are blue with the top. It's like a blue plastic. But there's also a couple shed keys on that lanyard. I think there's like two. You should check them so you can take one off so you won't have to worry about chasing that lanyard down.
Okay. I'll grab that tomorrow when I go down to school with Abel.
Yeah. And then...
I talked to you. Talked to Chris. We're a little past, I guess. We should have been doing basketball, but... About getting that gym equipment shit out of the gym. Gym, at least for this weekend, because we're gonna have a busy weekend. Mm-hmm. He said he would try to have Pat do it on Friday and then move it back in, whether he moves it in the hallway or wherever he's gonna move it.
It's been moved.
No,
I'm gonna go down.
I'm going to send an email tomorrow.
That is a huge safety thing.
It is. I saw Gabe actually back up into it. Thankfully, he wasn't hurt. But and now it's not like there's gonna be issues if they don't get moved.
So those really need to be moved by Saturday.
Absolutely.
So my plan was on Friday night after the 3-4 practice. I was hoping to try to get the gym set up so that way it's Saturday morning we could all kind of walk into the gym.
What day?
Friday night.
Okay.
After 3rd, 4th. I was going to go in there and then I talked with a couple people and like if they don't move it, I'll move it.
Yeah.
It has to be moved.
I should be able to help you.
Even if it's pushing that metal cabinet in that closet or that little door, their little office area thingy.
Just for that night.
Is it safe to say I can send Chris an email that at least four people can be there on Friday night? I mean, I can be there, you can be there.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping when we get there that Pat will have it all moved.
I absolutely
agree. Hopefully they have it all moved.
Just don't have high
expectations. I want him to know that our expectation...
That's why I plan on going Friday and probably we're going to be manning.
Our expectation is that the stuff is already moved. However, if it is not, we will have four members there prepared to make the gym safe for the games that will be happening on Saturday.
We can organize that closet and put that right in there and leave it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Leave it right in there.
You take 20 minutes and move stuff around in that closet, slide it over, and put the thing in there, and be done.
It's funny.
But are we able to get in? Are we able to get into that room?
No, I think. Okay.
I think we might be able to. I will see. I'll talk to a couple people.
Right.
And I'm gonna send. I'll have you guys review the email tomorrow. But that's what because I think Chris had mentioned to remind him towards the end of the week. About Patrick moving the stuff, so tomorrow would be the day I'm going to send the email, and that gives him 48 hours. That's 2 school days.
And you've already talked to him a couple of times, and you've given him a week at least, so.
We've given him plenty of time.
Yeah.
It's busy. I recognize it's not high priority, but you can delegate. You have people who.
I mean, safety should always be high
number
priority.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
It should always be high priority. I mean, even with the kids.
You just put 3-4 has practice on Friday? Because I don't have it on their schedule.
Well, when I talked to
look at my blue book, but maybe.
When I talked to one of the gym gym teachers, the female gym teacher, she said she don't even let the kids use the black line because all the stuff around.
Right.
She uses the red line as out of bounds.
You're right, because I just thinking they got practice.
We don't want to do that.
They got practice tonight, right, and then they got a game tomorrow.
They don't want the little kids losing control of their body and going into that stuff.
The little kid makes
for some reason, because Kelly reached out asking the gym.
We have a game. She's doing a story for us.
Yeah, I saw your email and I talked to her. I was like, because I talked to her last week and I was looking at my blue book and I told her, I was like, for some reason, I thought we were in Eden.
Yeah.
So.
No, so I'm going to go down tomorrow because I have a couple people that I need to get my.
I asked her to reach out to Kelly. Not Kelly. I asked Kelly to reach out to Regan's mom, Erin, who works at the school.
Okay.
Because she's got a key. So I was going to. I asked Kelly to reach out to her to let them in the gym because I'll be in Hardwick. But I also said that I would, if she didn't get a hold of her, she wasn't going to be at practice, that she could, I'll leave it in my mailbox and she can grab it out of the mailbox and put it back. Oh, you got one? Okay.
Is it white?
And, like a.
Do I have a game at Eden on Saturday?
Or
is that just...
Maybe.
That's
what
the one they gave us to get in.
Okay.
So hopefully it works.
Okay.
We can test it out.
It'll
be a good one.
Well, it's all like, too, a lot of times what they'll do is they put in, like, they have a computer system and they put the date in. Yeah. So it worked for, like, that day and stuff. Because I've had issues in the past where it was like, you go to get in, it's like, it's not working. And they're like, oops, Pat must not actually put it in for that day or whatever.
For that day? He's put it in.
Yeah, they can program it.
They can program them.
So you can just be allowed certain days to get in.
And certain doors.
Not just, certain doors, of course.
Huh. Like, you can leave in the gym and use the bathroom space, but we can't go down that hallway.
Yeah.
Which is like.
It makes sense that they would have different codes. I just hadn't realized that you could program for certain days.
Well, and a lot of this ran right through Lamoille North District. The guy all the school. Maybe.
Yeah, it is through Dylan because when I get mine for Lamoille, I get it from Dylan. But yeah, so when you're down there, do you want to just take a look and see what we have for baseball, softball stuff, and you can make a list of what we need.
Peggy, what are you guys for?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, when you're down there.
I could probably talk to the snow and figure that out.
Well, you're going to have to take down the soccer
ball. Why don't we just put it upstairs in our garage? Oh, because the balls will deflate. Well, they can get blown back up.
Yeah.
We just put it upstairs in the garage, too.
Well, we got to get down there at some point to check out the
baseball stuff.
And now, before more snow comes, it's going to be the time to do it before you're trekking through even more so.
Send me a text.
All right.
Just take the tractor through.
No,
we also have the games too, so I don't know what time you plan on being down there.
Well, I got to pick him up from school from 8:40 tomorrow, so.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And then Christina went to Lamoille County's baseball softball meeting.
Yeah.
How was that?
Uh-huh. It was fine.
Yeah.
I have a whole sheet of notes, and I don't have them here, and I was trying to think about if there was anything pressing, and the biggest pressing thing was like announcing you, so that's super exciting.
Yeah.
But there wasn't anything that really rang bells. If we hear of any space for
they just elected new officials, that kind of thing. It was a touch base thing.
Eric's gonna let me know when the next one is. He said I think January at some point. He said if anyone knows of any spaces available that they could use over the winter, because his MSI connection is no longer.
Yeah, he used to use the old Bucks furniture.
Yes, it has now been turned into something else. And so he's looking for new spaces to use for baseball, softball area. And if you know of any kids that want to, I believe he's doing Sundays. I can double check with him. I believe he's doing Sundays and doing open gym at Lamoille. Do I know what time? No. But if we know of any kids for baseball that would like to do that, I can figure out the time. I can text Eric.
Is it possible open gym or definite?
There's definitely an open gym for baseball. I just don't, I don't quote me that it's Sunday, and I definitely don't know what time.
But Eric has that information.
Eric has that information that I could easily get from him. I texted him, and within 2 minutes, he had answered.
So. Yeah, he's really...
So, if we need that information, I can easily get that. So, that is an option for kids that want to do baseball. They can start now if they would like. Any other things we need to talk about for that? Okay, down to concessions for Saturday.
Did you get any
snack?
I was thinking of either going up to the restaurant or Lake Eden Country Store.
Yep.
And get some breakfast wraps or breakfast sandwiches or something like that. Christina also had the idea we could go to Eve's other side.
Grab and
see
a menu.
Yeah, see what they had.
Yeah.
But there's 3 games. Start out 10. She had an idea of using crock pots to keep it all warm for now.
Maybe could send out an email and just say, hey, we're thinking about it, concessions if anyone wants to bring anything to donate for.
Yeah. Did you get a price on how much it would cost them?
No, I want to talk to everyone here first.
Okay. So if we
he said he could set it up pretty quick. He just had to, give a day's heads up.
I'm fine with doing that, and I can definitely bring over a crock pot for you guys to use. Like I said, I will be in Milton at work, wrangling some dogs. So, if you need anything...
Is it correct that it's big purchases for the approval? Like, they're not going to care about $60 or something? If we pick up $60 worth of breakfast sandwiches, like, I don't
know. Yeah.
That's only, like, six.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
So we get probably $100.
I can ask Melissa. Yeah, Melissa will be the one to... Melissa can give us the go-ahead on that, and I'll ask her tomorrow if she's okay with it.
Okay, we're going to have to make a motion to approve just expending $100 anyway on breakfast sandwich, then we got to get permission from Melissa.
Well, we can make a motion that we want to do that, and I can figure out how much we can spend, what the amount is that we can spend.
Okay.
So we can...
Well, I make a motion that we do some concessions and see what we can get approved for.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
I believe down the road, I think we can definitely do the reach outs of everyone. I thought about joining some of the practices also and just put it out to the parents that these are the days that we have games, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 girls, all that, and see if everyone's willing to join in and put out some stuff.
And pretty much the one thing, too, is having someone run it. Like, you're going to need someone to be committed to be out there and running that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard with that just because a lot of parents and stuff, everyone's there coaching or repping.
Or watching their kids play.
So that's going to be, I think, that's the trickiest part, is finding someone to come in and pretty much focus on setting that concessions up and running it and being in control kind of those three.
Well, I don't mind sitting with a few sixth grade boys who I expect will be out there running it while they're not playing. They can be shuffling in and out, and I'll sit with them.
I think that's what it should be.
And we can talk with them.
I'm just saying, like, third, fourth, if you open it up, like you said, breakfast sandwiches is trying to make sure we have somebody there.
Well, that's where 5, 6 boys would be, because they're the first game. 3, 4 is the first game.
One's our game.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is, like, we got to get the word out.
Yeah.
Or, like you said, we can
You
got one, I got one. There's 3 boys that I can have down there for the 3, 4 game, and then who's next after that?
5, 6 boys.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm planning on going to the thing tomorrow, so I can see if we can
get a couple of the five, six girls to do it.
And then the 5, 6 girls go and play, and we kick out the 5, 6 boys again.
Yep.
And we're just gonna go for X amount of number. If we run out, that's it.
Right.
Maybe even put out an email too beforehand, just saying, "Hey, we're having
a few extra things.
Does anybody want to volunteer to run it? And then have the boys oversee it.
Yeah, have an adult with them, and then the kids can gladly do it. Yeah, because I can add that to the email that I send out tomorrow. Because if they have donations or anything, they can gladly do that.
Yeah, because the overseeing part would be funny. You got your buddies and stuff coming up, be like, hey, give me a kickball. Right.
So, and then just making sure that you guys price whatever appropriately.
I'll see him tomorrow and see what he says.
Yeah.
When I look at the baseball stuff, what are you going to be looking at?
Catcher's gear, helmets, bats, balls.
I'll take some pictures of that.
Do you, and if we have jerseys down there?
That might be a...
Oh, we're going to see if there's coaches' shirts also there?
I have.
Oh, them are out.
I was going to say, there is no coaches' shirts in anything.
No, there are. I found them.
But I think there's only like 3 meetings.
Yeah. Well, 4. There. 4. And then I have some other t-shirts that Melissa can put some vinyl on that say coach.
Okay.
So we can look at those after and see.
Yeah, those ones are pretty small, those collar ones.
Yeah, they are very small. I was noticing that. I think Adam will fit in one though because he's tiny.
Fits the bill.
But sometimes it's the torso that gets you. You get yourself a little belly shirt going on.
See my navel.
All right. So we'll do that. And then we're on the next fundraisers. So have you got to talk to the school about spaghetti dinner or anything?
Well, yes. What did Chris say? Nothing memorable. So I'm thinking that it wasn't anything that was like, no, we definitely can't, or yes, we can on January 2nd. Like, I don't remember any. I think he will have more information once we have more information. Like,
do we want to pick a date so that we can?
I'm up for it. Let's do it. So, let's set a date.
Definitely after a holiday.
Yeah, we got to look at the schedule, after, too.
Oh, yeah, sure, which I can pull out.
Yep.
Unless we wanted to do a Sunday dinner.
Which I think that's what we were planning on the Sunday, right?
Because the gym isn't being used at all on Sunday.
I think that we were planning on a Sunday, so I guess schedules don't matter then.
Yeah, I
can really well, unless
you if you do it on a Sunday, I would definitely try to go like a week out past the holidays.
Oh yeah, where I was thinking probably so February.
You got like you know what I mean? Middle. You got the like the days where people like they don't have their Christmas or whatever middle this weekend.
Oh, I was looking weekend. At the end of January. You're thinking February.
Middle I was end. Thinking middle and beginning of February somewhere like that. Beginning.
Yep, I think that's
February time. Break and stuff too. So.
Right, you're gonna want them there.
When is February break?
So maybe like that last week of January.
Yeah, we could do the 25th or even the 1st of February because the 31st is on a Saturday.
But when does that break start?
That's what I was gonna ask you. When does break start?
Not until February, the end of last week of February.
Last week of February is February.
School break starts?
Yeah, well, starts the 20th of February, so the 1st of February. I would hope that all kids are around for then.
I'm trying to plan a vacation, so. Sunday, probably not going to be here.
February 1st is what we're here. Thinking of.
Yeah, first week of February.
Sunday,
February 1st.
Oh, it's either the 1st or the 8th. Those are the first two Sundays.
Yeah, or the 25th Eight. Of January if we don't do the last weekend in January. Does anyone have a pleasure?
I say February 1st sounds perfect.
All right. So we'll see if we can have the gym from February 1st. Do we want to do... Well, we need to get there in there earlier. So like noon.
I was just going to say, get in at noon. What time do we want to stay to eat?
Do
5?
Yeah, 5.
Five we can five, serve six. Food from... Yeah, serve food from 5 to 6. That,
yeah.
Maybe 6:30. People tend to eat a little later.
Okay. I'll get that information to Chris, and then we can really, like, lock it in.
Do you think that might be... Sorry, no, I'm going to cut you out. We have the kids go to people and sell tickets.
Like a 50-50 raffle?
Well, no. Go to their parents or put it out there, but you can buy a ticket for X amount of dollars. Say Abel's going door to door selling tickets to come eat, and then it's a little cheaper than at the door. Maybe a dollar cheaper or something like that.
That's like a perfect idea, but instead of putting it out there and saying get a ticket, maybe give them to the kids to like kind of give out tickets.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
but you buy and give the ticket to them. It'd be nice too for those people that are kind of like maybe they don't see a kid or maybe they don't want to, they're by themselves or they're an older couple.
and they're like, well, how do I get a ticket? I don't want to get a ticket. Maybe they just know that they can just show up
right.
and pay at the door.
That's what I figured that we could do both.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
if they can go around, they get it, say, a dollar cheaper.
And it's hard to say no to a kid sometimes when they're like, hey, you want spaghetti dinner? And if you they pay that no. price then or whatever.
And you can even have the time on the tickets. So each kid has got two tickets, say, well, family of five, say yeah, that. About that. A family of five for the start of 5 o'clock, and then each ticket down goes 15-minute intervals, and just so, like, and ticket arrival, and then you don't ever get too much or too many at one time.
And I don't know if you might.
I don't know if that's too, like a that's 3 hour much, dinner,
just in case. You know what I mean? Like
I figured we'd be there for over 3 hours,
yeah.
but
yeah.
serving was about an hour and a half, maybe. You know, because you're gonna have some. People that sit behind or see others coming in. And well, is that sure too little?
I just think about giving them time. You know what I mean? To get yep. there, to sit down.
Well,
and
if we try to, like, if we're, if right. some of the older people as well, we maybe we start at 4:30, do 4:30 to 6:30.
Oh, we can do a senior time.
Yeah, just for the older people because they always, I feel like they eat earlier and earlier every time.
Sunday you might have a little bit more time to do.
Yeah, yeah. but you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like the.
That's a good idea.
They. The older people normally eat.
Like you said, it opens it up that stretch more.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And now you don't feel rushed in that 1 hour and a half.
Yeah. It's going to be slow and then it's going to pick up yeah. and then wean back down.
And it'd be nice to kind of have that community if an older couple wants to like sit there for at their table for like 20 minutes or, you know, 40 minutes, half sure. hour, 40 minutes because they just want to talk and see the kids.
Well, and, then their neighbor's going to come in and then yeah. they're going to yep. you know, yeah. eat some more. And the tickets are a good idea. It'll give us an idea of how many people.
Yeah, right.
So.
And you should try to incorporate a time on there, too. Like, have a certain amount. Like, see how many tables we can use.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, like, have, like, 20 tickets for this time. And
that's what I mean. We have only so many seats. So
right, because you don't want
we have to have X amount of kids. Yeah.
Like, oh, we got 100 people. How are we going to sit them all right now?
Like, right. Maybe one kid has a book of 5:30s. One kid has a book of, you know, whatever. But then we can know what times are more or the flexible times yeah. of people coming yeah. to. If we didn't sell all of the 6 o'clockers or.
Yeah.
We can even try to go to 7 if we think it's late enough, you know.
Well,
if and if it doesn't sell, then
Sunday night.
Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah, I don't mind well, sitting there late.
You are clean about it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but my thing is, if people are still coming in, we're not going to turn them away. We'll,
yeah.
Right.
We'll.
We have it. We'll definitely serve it.
We're serving it.
While we're packing it up.
So I talked to Bob, the store manager of Hannaford's,
mm-hmm.
and he said that. They're willing to donate stuff. We just have to come up with like a letterhead to pretty much send him. It's just going to be all like email letterhead yeah. of like what we need and what we're looking for and what our ask is and what it's for. All right. And then, they'll look at it, see what they can donate us for spaghetti or sauce or drinks or anything like that.
Perfect.
You'll probably talk to the store manager of Chopper too.
Cool. We want to make a list of things we need so we can get that typed up.
Mm-hmm. Small list wouldn't hurt for the concession you're talking
about. Spaghetti noodles.
No, spaghetti sauce and spaghetti noodles. Garlic bread.
But how many boxes?
Yeah.
That's where it's going to get.
What type?
But I think that, not sending a list like, hey, I need this now, I feel like trying to get it, like you said about giving Chris the information, like getting the time set up, getting to know what's there, how many tables you have, and then
how many tables we can get, and then we can go from there. If we just have a small list to start with, and then we can...
A list would be bad just to have, so when it is time.
It's time that we have, we know, and when we know how many tables or things like that, we can... kind of guesstimate how many boxes, which I'm not really sure, but you guesstimate that. I'm not good at that, so this is going to be fun, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we could easily plan on probably at least 100 people.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good estimate when we think about how many kids are playing, because all of us are going to be there, right? And everybody, every other athlete's
hopefully
parents are going to be there.
Hopefully grandparents on the other towns.
Exactly. And, yeah. So I would say 100 is a really safe bet. I don't know how many boxes you get for 100 people, but
That's where it's gonna.
Google.
It would.
Well, how many boxes do you serve for your family, right?
Or
ChatGPT? You do 1 pound for 4 people, roughly.
right. noodles would it take to feed 100 people?
We're probably talking around 30. Like
25, 30 pounds. Yeah.
I was going to say probably 25, 30 boxes. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, but that'll definitely do us on the ticket sales.
Sauce. Right.
So before we go buy everything, we'll know on ticket sales. Pretty close.
I use 2 things of sauce for 1 box, so we're talking 60 bucks.
Well, that probably depends on what size jars.
16 ounce.
Yeah, if they're bigger jars.
Those.
And then we might not need as many.
Yeah.
And then garlic bread.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot for the stars. I think you asked for everything. We might not get everything from that one location.
Yeah.
I'll also talk to, like, Shaw's in Derby, and I'll talk with Price Chopper in Derby. I get good connections with those store managers, so they might tell us the same thing. And so that way, it's like, whatever we hear back from the first place, Hannaford's, if you can get the spaghetti and garlic bread, then maybe Shaw's will do water and sauce.
And we should probably, we should have like some water.
Yeah.
And AI says to serve 100 people, you need 12 to 14 standard 1 pound boxes.
12 to 14? We would almost
Or 13 them. Pounds of boxes.
Oh.
13 pounds.
So that's half of what we were thinking. But.
But I would say like.
That's AI.
They probably aren't used AI's to these country cooking. Folk that know how to eat.
I was going to say, like, what's the portion size on that?
Proper portion size.
That comes out to an 1/8 pound of dry spaghetti per person.
But you know, those boxes, might only be a 1/2 pound or whatever they.
They're 1 pound boxes.
Are they 1 pound boxes?
Yeah. Okay.
20 pounds, and you got 100 people.
I cook one of those for a family of 4.
There's no 100
people
left.
Eat 2
and there's
pounds.
No, yeah, there's no leftover.
Or you're going to eat, how much would I eat if I was to sit down and eat? Probably half a box. 50 boxes if it's 100, because that's
well, that might be. We got salad and garlic bread, and not just spaghetti. Yeah. So I really think
heck,
30
I'll eat the whole garlic
would
bread.
I think 30. Yeah, I think a third, probably a 1/3 pound per person of spaghetti.
Yeah.
And then why don't I write all this up?
Yeah.
And then I'll set it in the email for your guys' eyes. And if it looks good, I'll slap a letterhead on it. And you want me to send it to your email afterward?
Yeah, the committee can send it right to Bob, whatever they have for a letterhead app.
Okay.
And ask once you guys have it figured out.
Okay.
Then, yeah.
You have Bob's. Are you talking about from Lamoille?
No, this is Hannaford. Bob at Hannaford's.
You
have his email.
I'll pass you
Bob along his email. Yep. Or I'll even ask them, too, because they might want it to go. I think it might even go to the co-manager. I think she's in charge of a lot of the donations and things like that. So I'll ask. I'll get their pro.
It's a good pile.
Which is Ashley Relevate's, the co-manager.
Oh, yep.
So.
And then just a reminder, fundraising will be a town meeting, which is the first Tuesday in March, which is the
3rd.
Yep. So 1 month after spaghetti dinner.
And that's normally during school break.
Yep, that is during school break.
Yeah.
Only gone.
Looking forward to it.
It'll be the last day. You should be coming back. Normally the last day.
It's a Tuesday, though. Come on. Who goes on vacation or gets back on a Tuesday?
People that go for
flying food. Cheap.
Yeah,
because Tuesday's a bad day.
Not gonna lie, I've totally done that because that's when you fly cheap.
are you not gonna be here for town meeting day?
I thought I was, but I'm trying to plan a vacation on that time. So
you can plan it after.
Yeah.
Well, that's the school break. You have to go to be here to vote for her.
When
it's the school
if I had a personal pilot, I'd go anytime I wanted.
I went to Florida last year.
School break is.
How much was that?
Time to fly.
Takes the kids out of school like a few days early.
Oh my goodness, only Heath bars left? You know what's funny? They're my favorite.
Really?
I don't like
them. Here, take the whole box.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Yeah, I love them.
I'll donate them to you here.
He's fun every time there's all of a sudden just a bunch of Heath bars in the box.
I don't mind them. Yeah.
Good. That's with coffee ice cream.
Oh, I don't like coffee ice cream.
And I talked to Julie. She will do donuts for. We just need. How many do you want?
A lot.
I'll take.
Yeah, I'll take the donuts will probably be the biggest.
They will go.
That's I'll take 12, but she can make probably however many she wants for town meeting day.
12. Oh, you want 12?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
That was good.
No matter how many donuts are left,
which aren't a lot normally. Faye Cochran has always come up and bought the rest because she takes them home for her family and everything else. So there might be only like, I think one year there was like 4 left and one year there was like 12 left and she was just like, here's 50 bucks for taking all the donuts or something like that. So
yeah, Faye does normally do that. She's already asked, your mother making donuts this year? Tim asked that the last night too. He goes, there better be donuts at town meeting this year, Molly. I'm like, why are you looking at me?
Because she's had them for 3-4 years in a row. And she's
so how many is she making? 50, 75?
I don't know. I will ask her. I don't know exactly how many.
Yeah, Eden New Sports has nothing to do with how many people show up on town meeting day. Yeah. I can just guarantee somebody will be there to sell them.
Yep.
Isn't the money go to Eden New Sports?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's why you stand behind there.
You'll be there selling them.
Same with the concessions during the basketball games.
Yep.
Spaghetti dinner.
Which is going for baseball stuff. So we already got a place we want to go with it.
And I did just remember that I should have brought this up during basketball. But do we want to start thinking about the 6th grade gifts at some point?
Oh, for basketball?
For basketball.
Mm-hmm. You can't hear it because you're
broke. Yeah.
Well, I don't hear.
No, I think we should probably just stay with what we've been doing.
You hear it, you're gonna.
So I'll let you guys do that because I don't know what you guys have been doing.
We'll need to get approval for the expenses.
Yeah, we'll total it up again, but we'll just put it in the Amazon thing and like you did last time, even for the soccer. Just, same stuff for the soccer.
Okay, yeah. So just give me what you want and I can get that ordered.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then we can go from there. But I just figured. It's going to come faster than we think, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, especially with the holidays,
look,
too.
I didn't eat anything.
No. Yeah. Yeah,
okay, buddy.
I just know that it's going to come up quick if we don't start putting it in our brains now.
I don't want it to.
I can't believe we're already almost in the second week of December. We're already in the second week of December. I didn't even start Christmas shopping until last week.
You're a week ahead of me. Oh, good, I haven't started.
Good thing 70 has.
No. No. I know she has it.
Good thing Amazon.
Money got coming somewhere.
Wow, you're running out of time for Amazon. It's getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been using a lot of Walmart because it's 2-day shipping. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's at my house in 2 days.
Walmart's better than Amazon now.
Yeah. I was going to say Walmart, 2-day shipping. They mean 2-day shipping. It'll be at your house.
I go to Walmart like every day for work, so. I'm just getting
pick it up when you're there.
Yeah.
Just take a 5-minute break and lunch and grab some gifts.
Be like, oh, I gotta go shopping now.
That's good to know. So if I'm like short on TP, I'm like, Nick, pick me up the TP today and drop it off on the way by.
I'm on the toilet. Hurry up.
You're gonna say order.
Or you can pay me for shipping. $12 and that free us to go back and forth 3 times.
Expedited. Yeah.
Alright. So do we have anything else we need to talk about tonight?
What's our game on Saturday?
You're excited for your game on
Saturday?
10. 10, I think. Yes,
but I was asking what time.
I had an incident 10. Where in school, I guess, Easton asked Cora if she was playing or anything like that, and that has not come to a final decision as I guess, but even though she hasn't attended the game or practice.
She did attend practice.
Last night.
Did she? Okay. So Easton asked her why she got done. She didn't answer. He asked again. I guess she was pretty hurt over it. I got a message, so I went to school, spoke to Easton. That's it.
Okay. Answer your game. 10, 3-4 start at 9. And then 5-6 girls.
You know what that means?
Well,
go back to early on Friday, right?
Real early.
No, you want to do good in a game? Be all rested?
In fact, you should get up extra early on Friday.
And stretch.
You might have to be there at 9 able to run.
But he's up earlier, he'll go better earlier.
You'll have to be there earlier than 9 because you're going to want to be set up before they get there.
I don't like going to bed early.
And then you won't want to get out of bed late.
No, what I do? I always make them watch a really nice documentary or something.
Yeah. 2 minutes in.
Just have to sit still long enough. You'll feel it.
Well, what do you have? have to watch sometimes.
Documentaries.
Yeah. I love them.
I'm past on like 2 seconds.
People would probably be able to watch my documentaries.
I just stay wide awake. This is so interesting. Did you know?
It's like the
only
show
you
stay up.
Who is that?
I watched the
learning. And I'm like, yeah.
Or like the like that Gin one. The one that came out there, the guy from like early in the 50s or whatever.
I haven't seen that one, but
who was that narrator in the 90s that was like total tone, monotone, and he was like, you always talk, and you would.
I don't know, but I would not be able to handle that.
Documentary.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Like, it'd get dark and the lights would come on, and you just like hear this, like, it's that same voice. Like every
yes.
Time. All right, does that mean we're done?
Yeah.
Well, I
think
the candy dish is empty, so yeah.
Yeah.
Trevor,
motion, Dad, meeting.
I
seconded. All in favor?
All right.
We are done.